funny terms for that, like a gully washer?
Yeah, there's somebody that used to say gully washer is ready to come a chunk floater. Something like that. And it's going, I know the boys come here one day and want to go fishing over on Roaring Creek, 10, 12 miles. I said, they don't get going. I said, why? I said, why can't you hear the lightning thundering all back in yonder? One evening, he said, we could only catch them as fish for the rain. I said, we could play thunder racing too. Mm-hmm. We just got started fishing and it began to thunder right close. I said, we better leave, boys. I said, yeah, well, before we got a mile, we just grabbed, we didn't have no trot line, we just grabbed the hooks and we left. Well, we come a mile south, hit the section line, and we got stuck right there. Well, we pushed out of that before I was pushed him out right quick. And we come another mile over there, and there wasn't nobody at the house, and the creek is overflowing up in the fellow's cow lot. The water's up just about belly deep to them calves. And I said, well, we can't cross, we've got to wait. And I said, we just want to wait right here in this shed. Around here, so when we have that branch don't go down, it gets any higher, we're going to have to turn them calves out. Because if a man come in and find his calf down, he'd be a little out of humor. It's a short branch, and it run down there, and we come on in. I recollect we topped that hill right up yonder. See, that Rush Creek is all over that bottom, plumb up that house over there where Neil lives, the ranch house. And they will get that old boy to come by here in that green pickup, sideboards on him to pass here two or three times. He said, God damn, it's picked old Robbie. It's going to take him 2 weeks to drag a log across his field. Man, that's an overflow. Wasn't quick, and it done it quick.
How'd you get the logs off?
I George taking the tractor. Some of them, he couldn't get them all, couldn't drag them. We wouldn't have tractor enough, he would burn them.
Huh.
He said, well, some of them he didn't get off that year. He just had to leave, plow around them.
Couldn't cut them up for firewood, huh?
No, that's a big old cottonwood and yellow.
Yeah.
You can't work them up much.
Yeah. Any special word for a storm with thunder and lightning?
Yeah, thunderstorm they call it. Electric storm, some of them call them.
And where do you go here when you have when it looks as though you're going to get a tornado?
Well, I don't ever go anywhere. A lot of people go to the cellar. Storm cellar, I hardly ever do. I used to be afraid of them buggers, but they don't bother me no more.
Well, I saw our garage go when I was a kid. We were down in the basement of the house. They just picked it up just as nice as you please, left the car right there. Do you ever get that old white milky stuff in the air that goes down the bottom here?
You mean that fog, ground fog?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told that the other morning.
That's sure mean to drive in,
yeah,
isn't it?
Sure is.
You get that here much?
Not very much. In California, they what they call it, smog.
Yeah.
We don't have it that thick and bad here.
Oh, that place. Boy, I was glad to leave there. What would you call a long period of dry weather?
I'd say it's pretty bad, but a dry spell.
Mm-hmm. Is that what we had in the 30s?
Yeah, we had it in 11 too, boy.
Worse, huh?
That's the worst thing I ever seen for dry weather was 11.